They ask her when daddy's coming home. Daddy drives an 18-wheeler, and they sure miss him when he's gone. Yeah, they do. Ah, but he calls them every night and tells them that he loves them. He taught them this song to sing. Roll on, highway, roll on along. Roll on, daddy, till you get back home. Roll on, family, roll on, crew. Roll on, mama, like I asked you to do. And roll on, 18-wheeler, roll on.
Roll on!
Well, it's Wednesday evening. Mama's waiting by the phone. It rings, but it's not his voice. Seems the highway patrol has found a jackknifed rig in a snowbank in Illinois. But the driver was missing, and the search had been abandoned, 'cause the weather had everything stalled. And they had checked all the houses and the local motels. When they had some more news, they'd call. And she told him when they found him to tell him that she loved him. And she hung up the phone singing, roll on, highway, roll on along. Roll on, daddy, till you get back home. Roll on, family, roll on, crew. Roll on, mama, like I asked you to do. And roll on, 18-wheeler, roll on.
Mama and the children up all night long, thinking nothing but the worst is coming, with the ringing of the telephone. Oh, but the man upstairs was listening when Mama asked him to bring Daddy home. And when the call came in, it was Daddy on the other end asking her if she had been.
Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The federal government shut down. House Speaker Mike Johnson says it's the fault of congressional Democrats.
44 Senate Democrats voted to reject a clean, nonpartisan continuing funding resolution to keep the United States government open. The Democrats said instead that they wanted to give health care to illegal aliens instead of keeping critical services provided for the American citizens.
House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says that's just not true.
Federal law prohibits the use of Medicare, Medicaid, the Children's Health Insurance Program, and the Affordable Care Act to provide health insurance in any way, shape, or form to undocumented immigrants. Period. Full stop. That's the law. And Democrats aren't trying to change that.
He says Democrats are holding out for health care subsidies that will go to millions of U.S. citizens. Walmart today says it plans to remove synthetic food dyes from its store brands by January 2027. 69 people killed in a strong earthquake in the Philippines. This is ABC News. Prosecutors in the Sean Diddy Combs case are asking that he receive 11 years behind bars for the prostitution charges he was convicted of. And some of those who say they were harmed by the music mogul are now weighing in.
His accusers now writing letters to the judge ahead of his sentencing. His former assistant writing, "I ask you to deliver a sentence that reflects the full measure of harm that he has caused. Wealth, power, and fame should not place him above the law." Combs' ex-girlfriend Cassie Ventura going further, telling the judge she's scared that Combs will walk free, writing, "His first actions will be swift retribution toward me and others who spoke up about his abuse at trial."
ABC's Perry Russum. Combs' sentencing is scheduled for Friday. A nationwide general strike in Greece has left ferries tied up in Athens and public transport at a standstill. Marches held across the city as civil service and public sector employees protest proposed changes in labor law that would allow companies to stretch overtime shifts to 13 hours a day. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Media News, filling in for Austin Bermay. I'm Joel Karnick. We're brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned, built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. Well, this Saturday, the Price County Youth Olympic Games will take place. This is a free event for kids ages 4 to 12 years old, and you're invited to attend the Price County Youth Olympic Games. This is hosted by Price County Health and Human Services and the Public Health Department. Again, this Saturday, October 4th, registration from 9:30 to 10, with events beginning at 10 a.m. and lasting through the mid-afternoon. There's prizes, and this happens at Elk Lake Park right there in Phillips. Games, prizes, and fun. It'll be a great weekend to be in Phillips for Phillips Fall Harvest Fest and the Price County Youth Olympic Games Saturday at Elk Lake Park. Two homes for veterans facing homelessness are now closed. Savannah Tomei Olson has the latest on a proposal to reopen them.
The Veterans Housing and Recovery Program gave vets a place to stay and access to services to help them get back on their feet. Earlier this year, Governor Tony Evers' budget proposal included $1.9 million to keep the program afloat, but Republicans removed it from the budget, and it was not in the eventual deal that GOP lawmakers struck with the governor. There are three homes in this program. Two of them have closed, the ones in Chippewa Falls and Green Bay. That means the only one left is in Union Grove. State Senator Jamie Wall from Green Bay.
Closure of these facilities means that there are going to be 41 fewer beds for homeless veterans in northern Wisconsin as we approach this winter. This didn't have to happen, and it's a shame that it did.
State Senator Republican Andre Jacques authored a bill that would bring back the funding. There was a public hearing on it a couple weeks ago. Rock Larson is a Wood County veteran service officer.
In the recent past, I had veterans who could benefit from this program, and homeless veterans from central Wisconsin state that they have no desire to relocate to southeastern Wisconsin. These program sites offer veterans residential programs to build the skills necessary for them to reenter the local communities and be sustainable. Without the case management and roof over these heads that this program offers these veterans, they are doomed to poverty and chronic homelessness.
The Journal Sentinel reports 10 veterans were moved to the last remaining site in Union Grove. 11 had to be moved to programs not specifically meant for veterans or even to Minnesota and Michigan. There are about 350 homeless veterans in Wisconsin. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Find more news at civicmedia.us.
The Packers reevaluate. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers having their bye week. After losing to the Browns last week, how are they reacting to Sunday night's game with the Cowboys ending in a tie? Head coach Matt LaFleur.
Right now, it feels like kind of like a kick in the gut. It definitely feels more like a loss than anything else. I think what's disappointing is when you have opportunities to win games, which we had an opportunity in both games to win the game. And when you don't win the game, it's disappointing.
College football, following losses to Alabama and Maryland, the Wisconsin Badgers head to Michigan on Saturday. Luke Fickell.
We know we have to get better. There's a process to getting better. We have to see some of those steps to getting better. But there's no way of doing it if you can't stay together and you can't keep your mind in a going in a direction. I can always say positive, but going in a direction that gives us a chance to get better.
That's the Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On the local sports scene, we had some volleyball action last night. Phillips and Shawamigan clashing here in Park Falls. Both schools celebrating their homecomings this week. It was Phillips coming to Shawamigan and beating the Screaming Eagles 3-0, 25-18, 25-21, and 25-20. Phillips also won the JV 3-0. Loggers will be in action against Rib Lake hosting them at the Phillips Gym. Their next match will be next Tuesday. Butternut Middle School girls bounce back after a tough loss to Shawamigan. They beat LCO last night, 42-16. The Lakeland soccer team continues to roll on, having another good year. They beat Rib Lake 4-1. And the girls tennis team of Lakeland topped Ashland 7-0. We'll talk Prentice Rib Lake cross country. Coach will join us on Reality Radio coming up a little bit after 9 o'clock here this morning.
The Outdoor Report is brought to you on WCQM by Lakeside Property Services and Management of Park Falls. Find Lakeside on Facebook.
No matter what the season, let Nick and his professional team from Lakeside Property Services and Management take care of all your landscaping and yard care needs, from mowing to plowing and everything in between, including patio, walkway, and driveway lighting, yard beautification, and maintenance. Trust them to manage your summer homes with complete peace of mind. Just call Nick at 715-661-8114 at Lakeside Property Services in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Nick says landscaping should be the first thing you see and the last thing you worry about.
I'm Rob Gerisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources wants to remind state citizens how to test their whitetail deer for chronic wasting disease this hunting season. The DNR offers convenient testing options statewide for hunters to test their deer for CWD. More details when we return, but first.
Whether you're hunting private or public ground, Onyx Hunt gives you the edge. With detailed land ownership maps, you'll know exactly where you stand. Add in advanced weather, wind, and radar tools, and you've got the full picture to plan every hunt. Now, with Moultrie Mobile Trail Cam integration, you can even see photos from your cams right on the map for smarter scouting and better stand decisions. Download the Onyx Hunt app today and start your free 7-day trial.
Welcome back. The Wisconsin DNR reminds hunters that they play an important role in continued efforts for CWD surveillance and management in the Badger State. One of the most effective tools for monitoring this deer disease is testing your harvested whitetail, and testing methods are available statewide. The DNR is especially interested in receiving more samples from the 2025 fall priority areas near recent CWD detection locations. You can test your deer at self-service kiosks, which are open 24/7. Kiosks contain supplies for hunters to drop off their deer head. There's a helpful video tutorial at the DNR website, dnr.wisconsin.gov, that will show you how to submit that sample. Just search for how to test your deer at the DNR website. You can also work with your taxidermist or make an appointment with local DNR staff to have your deer tested. Do your part to help in the battle against CWD. This has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at outdoornews.com.
Northwoods weather. It's going to be partly cloudy today with a high in the mid-70s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop back into the 50s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, a little breezier, partly cloudy to mostly sunny with a high in the upper 70s to near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
98Q Country.
Hello, I'm Giuseppe. I got something special for you. Ready? Uno, due, tre, quattro.
When I was a boy, just about the 8th grade, Mama used to say, don't stay out late with the bad boys. Always shoot the pool. Giuseppe going to flunk a school. Boy, it make me sick. Kicks, I always got to follow rules. Boy, it making me sick just to make the lousy bucks. Got to feel like a fool. And the mama used to say all the time, what's the matter with you? Hey, got no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's not so bad. It's a nicer place. Ah, shut up your face.
That's my mama, can I remember? Big accordion solo.
Bigger star, then they make a TV shows and the movies. Get to myself a new car, but still I be myself. I don't want it to change a thing. Still a dance and a sing. I think about the mama, she used to say, what's the matter you? Hey, got no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's
it's not so bad. It's a nicer place. I shut up for your face. Mama, she said it all of the time. You, what's the matter, you? Hey, got no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's a not so bad. It's a nicer place. I shut up for your face.
That's my mom.
Hello, everybody. That's out there on the radio and the TV land. Did you know I had the big hit the song in Italy with this? Shut up or your face. I sing this song, all of my fans applaud, they clap their hands. That's making me feel so good. You ought to learn that this song, it's a real simple. See, I sing, what's the matter you? You sing, hey. Then I sing the rest. And then at the end, we can all sing, ah, shut up or your face. Okay, let's try it really good. So bad. Hey. It's a nicer place. I'll shut up your face.
That's a great. We're gonna do the better this time. I bet. Hey,
what's the matter, you?
Hey,
got no respect.
Hey,
what do you think you do?
Hey,
why you look so sad?
Hey,
it's a not so bad.
Hey,
it's a nicer place. I'll shut up your face.
Okay, one more time for Mama, everybody.
What's the matter, you?
Here we go, Reality Radio back with you at 8:16. We're going to talk all kinds of local stuff here this morning. Prentice Rib Lake Cross Country, we're going to feature them. They finished second at state last year, the boys did, and they're really strong again this year. I think they're the top-rated team in the state. So Coach will join us a little bit after 9, Catkins and other stuff, and we're going to talk a little outdoors. We've got Craig back with us from Bader's Sports Center. Top of the morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
Well, normally when we talk October 1st, we're reaching for the flannel shirts, and we're hunkering down. Wimpy weather out there. What a crazy stretch of warm weather.
Summer summer will not let go. I mean, the leaves are gorgeous right now. Driving up here this morning, there's some real nice color, but they're still thick. Talked to a few guys from the Tennessee, Kentucky areas that are up here bird hunting. They can't believe the weather. It was warmer up here Monday than it was down in Tennessee, according to one guy. So
It is a good time to view the leaves and all that stuff. And the animals got to be wondering a little bit what's going on. As wife and I went for a walk last night around Park Falls, and the deer were everywhere around town. It was like an old country buffet, feeding off apple trees and all that stuff.
They're enjoying it. I'm sure they're laying low, trying to stay a little bit cool, because I notice some of the deer are starting to get their fall coats in, which is obviously a little thicker to get ready for winter, but this weather can't be doing them any good.
Yeah, exactly. They can't layer up like us. It's either there or it isn't.
Right.
They can't take off their coat. Well, hunting seasons are going, of course, bow hunting season and others, right?
Yep, gross. Well, most of the small game seasons, the fall turkey season is underway right now. You do need to get a special turkey license and a turkey stamp to take part in that sport, but there's no permits, no quotas or anything for any of the zones. It's get out and get a bird.
All right, very good. So hunting season in prime, like you mentioned, we're seeing a lot of tourists. I always say the tourist change from July, August, you see a lot of families and a lot of camping and stuff like that. And now you see a lot of the trail. Every morning I see the trailers pulling the ATV, UTVs, and the hunting tourists are here now.
Yeah, right now it's a group of guys that get together and come up here and go hunting. Whether it's bow hunting, we got a group that always stops into the store. They're from Indiana and Northern Kentucky. They're a goofy bunch of guys, but they're great guys. And then the Tennessee, Kentucky, Pennsylvania, those guys are starting to show up now. But, yeah, it's guys coming up here hunting.
All right, very good. Well, we have Harvest Fest going on this weekend. Always a busy season, Fall Harvest Fest, a festival Saturday in Phillips, and you guys always have a little something special for the people when they come to town, right?
Right. In fact, we've got some things going on currently, and they'll go through the weekend in conjunction with Harvest Fest. Being that the weather is still summer-like, we're putting all our fishing lures at 25% off through this weekend, so stop in if you don't want to go hunting, go fishing. Camping's still a big thing. The Nebo flashlights are going to be on sale 25% off this weekend. The wood bears, a lot of people stopping in looking at our carved wood bears with the signs on them. Those are 15% off through the weekend. And then Game Hide and our Trail Crest clothing. And Game Hide, I want to specify, green camo only. We're doing half off through the weekend. So if you forget something or it's just worn out and you need some new stuff, come on in. Great savings on some decent clothing.
Yeah, and keep in mind that those hunting seasons are underway, so if you are walking through the woods casually, you might want to make yourself visible a little bit there. Maybe, right. I don't know, some orange or something, just to make sure the hunter doesn't think you're a squirrel running by or something.
Right. And we do have some orange vests for the bird hunters, so if they happen to stumble on somebody sitting up in a deer stand, yeah, they're not going to get a crossbow bolt or an arrow through them, which is never a good thing.
Never a good thing. All right, so a lot going on. It's a great time. It could be a little bit cooler. Man, I tell you what, if you if you're bow hunting and you get one and you got to drag it out of there, you know, you might want to gut it before you drag it out. It's so hot, but it's going to be a workout with this warm weather.
Well, yeah, and you want to make sure you get some ice into that cavity, get that deer as cool as you can quickly. I believe bear season is still going, and those guys have it even worse. They get a bear now. They better do something with it quick.
Yeah, no dogs now, I think it is. It's just a regular bear, I think.
Yeah, I'm not a bear hunter, so I don't really follow that. I'll look at when the season's open and closed, but that's about it.
Yeah, sure. You got something special coming up tomorrow that you can't tell us everything about, but you have a launch coming up tomorrow, right?
Right. A couple of years ago, we hooked up with Vortex Optics. We've got some Vortex binoculars in the store, Vortex rifle scopes, obviously, and tomorrow they're launching a new product, and that's actually a couple new products. Can't say anything. We do have some in the store ready to be put out on display. We weren't allowed to get a big quantity of them, so it's going to be first come, first serve. But come on into the store tomorrow, and I'm going to have Kim post something tomorrow on our Facebook page. It's pretty exciting.
Oh, cool. All right. So if you love that stuff, be sure to follow Bader's Sports Center on Facebook. BadersSportsCenter.com is the website. And as always, bow hunters and stuff like that, something goes wrong with your bow, or maybe you haven't made it out hunting yet, you're still going out, you got a bow tech full-time, right?
Full-time. He's been turning them out pretty quickly. And we do service all brands of bows. I will tell you that Raven and Ten Point, we have pieces, parts, strings, cables in the store. We can turn those around pretty quickly. Some of the other crossbow brands or other bow brands, we do have access to strings, cables, pieces, parts, but we have to order them in. Takes a week. One of our string vendors told us, could be 2 to 3, even 4 weeks. They're that far behind. So,
okay.
Sooner you get it in, the sooner we can get pieces, parts ordered, and get you out in the woods.
All right. If you need something for hunting, gun wise, you guys have some guns on consignment along with new, also, right?
Right. And we just got a few new guns in for new rifles for deer season. Actually, people have been bringing in some really nice shotguns, so if you're looking for a truck gun, or we had a guy come in the other day from the Waupaca area, I believe, brought his shells, brought his clothes, forgot his gun. So we're very happy to sell him a new gun.
But, that would be number. It's like going to the grocery store without your wallet. We've all done it, and we don't even know why, and we don't want to talk about it, right?
Well, there was a guy that came up here from Milwaukee a few years ago, forgot his rifle. So, yeah, that's usually the first thing I pack. But if I'm going anywhere, but
yeah. Well, it's a good time to be in the North Woods in the fall. A lot of people making their way up for the various hunting seasons, whatever they may be, and Bader Sports Center can get you outfitted, whatever it may be. And even if you just enjoy a good walk through the woods and maybe you want a good pair of boots that every time you step on a stick, your toe doesn't crumble around it, you got those good solid boots and outerwear for them too, right?
Yep, Danner and Lacrosse boots, got a good supply of those in. If we don't have a size that you need, again, we can order them, and it's about a week turnaround time. But we've got a good selection of hiking boots, hunting boots, rubber boots, so whatever you're looking for, chances are we got it in the store for you.
If it has to do with the outdoors, Bader Sports Center, fourth generation store right on Highway 13 there in Phillips, right next to Pick and Save. And we're finishing up all that sidewalk and all that repair in Phillips now, and things are still, Fall Fest still going to be affected a little bit by some finishing touches, but you guys are all right, right?
Yeah, we're all right. What they're working on is a little bit north of us, so yeah, wide open, come on in, plenty of parking.
All right, right there next to Pick and Save and Phillips. Very good. Good time to be an outdoorsman in the North Woods here. Could probably use, we don't want to complain about the warm weather, but it's we could probably use 60s would probably be okay, right?
Yeah, I think we need a little frost, get some of these leaves and underbrush down a little bit.
What is nice is that with the overnight temps we've had, it zapped the bugs pretty good. My wife and I went for a walk, and part of it was through the woods last night right around dusk, and there wasn't a bug except for a dragonfly to be found where we were. Anyway, it zapped a lot of those bugs. Most of them. Maybe it's still a few where you are.
We're getting, by my house, we're getting the, one of those Asian beetles, and the wasps are out.
The
thick,
wasps are mad right now, aren't they?
Yes.
Yeah. They're mad. So you got to watch out for those things. They're all, and they're looking for a place to stay warm too. So you might want to check the corner of your houses and the overhangs, because they're looking for a place to stay warm and out of the elements right now.
Yeah, they're out crawling around on everything, including us. So.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. All right, Craig, always good to see you. Thanks for stopping by. We'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks.
Good seeing you, Joel.
You bet. BaderSportsCenter.com, and be sure to follow them on Facebook.
It's Big G from 98Q Country inviting you to join me live Saturday, October 4th in downtown Phillips for the Phillips Fall Harvest Festival. Enjoy over 50 arts and crafts vendors, great food, and kids activities, including the Phillips Children's Museum. Catch live music from Reunited and Tom Burke, plus bake sales, pumpkin decorating, face painting, and local store specials. Spin our prize wheel for prizes including local certificates, Milwaukee Zoo, and Mall of America passes. Remember, Saturday, October 4th, Fall Festival in downtown Phillips.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The federal government shut down. House Speaker Mike Johnson says it's the fault of congressional Democrats.
44 Senate Democrats voted to reject a clean, nonpartisan continuing funding resolution to keep the United States government open. The Democrats said instead that they wanted to give health care to illegal aliens instead of keeping critical services provided for the American citizens.
House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says that's just not true.
Federal law prohibits the use of Medicare, Medicaid, the Children's Health Insurance Program, and the Affordable Care Act to provide health insurance in any way, shape, or form to undocumented immigrants, period, full stop. That's the law, and Democrats aren't trying to change that.
He says Democrats are holding out for health care subsidies that will go to millions of U.S. citizens. Walmart today says it plans to remove synthetic food dyes from its store brands by January 2027. 69 people killed in a strong earthquake in the Philippines. This is ABC News.
The Packers reevaluate. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers having their bye week. Now, after losing to the Browns last week, how are they reacting to Sunday night's game with the Cowboys ending in a tie? Head coach Matt LaFleur.
Right now, it feels like kind of like a kick in the gut. It definitely feels more like a loss than anything else. I think what's disappointing is when you have opportunities to win games, which we had an opportunity in both games to win the game. And when you don't win the game, it's disappointing.
College football, following losses to Alabama and Maryland, the Wisconsin Badgers head to Michigan on Saturday. Luke Fickle.
We know we have to get better. There's a process to getting better. We have to see some of those steps to getting better, but there's no way of doing it if you can't stay together and you can't keep your mind in a going in a direction. I can always say positive, but going in a direction that gives us a chance to get better.
That's the Badgers head coach Luke Fickle with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
All right, we're going to talk a little Prentice Riblake Cross West Country about 9 o'clock or so this morning. They have another good season going on. And the Phillips Fall Harvest Fest also is going on this weekend. And Jonathan will join us, Jonathan MacArthur, in the 9 o'clock hour, where we'll talk a little bit about a business right here in the Northwoods that you guys might be familiar with. Ben Christian is joining us from Northwoods Specialty Services, Tree Service. Morning, Ben.
Morning.
Thanks for coming in. I appreciate it very much. And we kind of wanted to bring you in to familiarize people with what you guys do. And you've been around for a while. People are pretty familiar with you, right, Ben?
Yeah, we've been around in the area independently for about a year now.
Okay.
Just over a year.
All right. So talk about, for someone who may have never heard of you, kind of give us the basis outline of what you guys do.
So we're a tree service. We specialize in removals and pruning. We really specialize in hazard and complex rigging scenarios.
Okay, so what does that mean for layman's term?
maybe if you have a lake property, walkout basements, this, no equipment access, no crane access, you think, how am I going to get this tree out of here that I need to remove?
Yeah, there it is. And you know you got to get it out of there because it might end up on your house, or it's a danger, or
right.
It's dying, or whatever it may be, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
The other thing that we offer that makes us a little different is we offer low or zero impact removals. So you look at that tree in your yard and you're a little apprehensive. You don't want your yard all torn up.
Right.
In this, and we can do it without putting a dent in your yard.
Really? Really? The technology on that has changed a lot, hasn't it? Allowing you guys to do stuff like that, right?
Oh, yeah. The ropes and the rigging gear that we use is all state of the art. It's specialized to the industry. We can rig 8'6" saw logs down from 100 feet off of a white
really?
Pine.
Really?
Yeah.
Because in the old days, it used to be if you're taking a tree down, you better have a landing area that equals the height of that tree, right?
Right.
Now, the technology has changed, right? So you're kind of bringing it down in pieces straight down a little more. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay.
We can rig right over a flower bed, your landscaping, without touching a flower.
Really?
Yes.
Really? Yeah. So for those of you who have that tree in your yard and you're dreading doing something with it, know that you can have it taken out of there with very little impact on what's going on the base of that tree, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
The other things we utilize is articulated miniature loaders rather than skid steers.
Okay.
So we can remove the material out of your yard without damaging the lawn.
Okay, all right. So when someone has a tree taken down, do they have the option of keeping that wood or not keeping it? That's something people think about, too, is what am I going to do with all that wood? Are you going to take it? Can I keep it or what?
Definitely. So we scale the removals, whatever it is that the customer is looking for. Some people, they keep their wood for firewood. Some people keep it to get it sawn into lumber.
Yeah.
But other than that, we can offer our service and haul everything away. Take it all away, and you don't have to worry about it.
All right, very good. And you guys do more than just the tree service, too, your business. So talk a little bit about other things that you offer, too.
So I also have here in Park Falls Northwoods Specialty Fabrication. We're a specialized fabrication shop. We do all sorts of metalwork. What we really focus on is high-end architectural ironwork.
Okay.
So think of old-time wrought iron railings, gates, really fancy metalwork.
Okay.
We offer this custom fabrication, and then we do a lot of aluminum repair and a lot of stainless repair.
Okay. So whether it's aesthetics or decor or just basically fixing that fence that's kind of halfway down, everything in between there, right?
Right.
Yeah. All right. And you can do a lot of that on-site, I would assume, too, in your shop and on-site. Is that right?
Yep, absolutely. We offer on-site welding as well as you bring me anything into the shop, and I'll get that repaired for you as fast as possible.
Yeah, and I'm sure the technology on that has changed a lot, too. Is that a continuing education type of thing, that field?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Both the services that I offer, it's all continuing education all the time. The specialized welding, we can fix cast materials, cast aluminum.
Yeah. So we're talking with Ben Christian with Northwoods Specialty Services and Tree Service. And you guys have had a little change of location you want to let people know about, too, because sometimes we're used to seeing people there, then they're gone. It's like, where did they go? So you had a little bit of a change, right?
Yeah, we did change locations. We used to be located up on the north end of town by Park Falls Plumbing and Heating.
Okay.
Currently, we're located behind Northwoods Realty on Fifth Avenue.
Okay.
A lot of people are familiar with the White Quonset Hut on Fifth Avenue.
Yeah.
That's our new location.
Okay. Very good. So if folks have any questions at all, or where would be a good place to go for information other than giving you a call, but is anything on Facebook or anything like that?
Yeah. So for our tree service, we share a lot of pictures and videos on our Facebook page, Northwoods Specialty Service. You'll find us.
Okay.
We post a lot to the Park Falls Community Group on Facebook as well.
Okay.
We offer pruning specials in the wintertime, so keep an eye out for those on Facebook. And just generally, if you're interested in our service, take a look. There's a lot of information on there.
All right. So like summertime this past summer, what's the most common thing that you deal with customers? Is it trees and removal and storm damage, or what is it that you guys deal with most?
Yeah, there's a good variety in the summertime. Mm-hmm. Summertime is a good time of the year for removals. We try not to do much pruning in the summertime. We try to focus on that in the winter when the bugs are down and the fungus and all this, try to keep those trees healthy.
Sure.
And actually, I should mention, we offer a lot of alternatives to removal. Pruning, weight reduction, those big branches hanging over your house, get the weight off of them.
Yeah.
And then we also offer cabling and bracing.
Okay.
If you really like that big maple tree in your yard, we can do a lot of things to it to try to save it. So.
Okay. Lots of different areas that you cover. So from a tree removal, tree trimming, pruning, whatever it has to do. You got that big branch, my wife calls them widowmakers, a big branch up there that's been lingering that you know it's going to come down eventually. You guys, everything handle all that, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, very good. And again, all the metal work you said, like something goes wrong with your dock or something as simple as that, or fencing or whatever fabrication type work. It's welding basically, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a fabrication, but that it covers a lot more.
Right.
And whatever it may be. So.
Yep.
All right. Very good. Ben, where can they reach you guys? If they have any questions at all, where would be a good place other than that Facebook to get a hold of you?
Give us a call anytime, 715-661-0412.
Okay.
And for emergency storm damage, call us 24/7. Any time of the night, we can be out to do mitigation right away.
All right. Sound like they're keeping you busy. We got a few trees up here, don't we? So,
oh, yeah.
It's a good place to have a tree. That was good. What do they say? The three keys of a business? Location, 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 right?
Right.
Yeah, of course. Where everybody deals with down trees and stuff like that. It's good to know we got Ben and the folks here at Northwoods Tree Service, Northwoods Specialty Service Fabrication to take care of it right here. You don't have to call an hour away or whatever. You're right here.
Right.
You're right here in Price County. All right. So follow them on Facebook. If you need their services, you know where they are, right behind Northwoods Realty there, right on Fifth Avenue.
Yeah,
right?
This is correct.
All right, Ben. We hit it all. Anything else we missed?
No.
Get in there?
I think that's it.
All right. I'm sure the folks will keep you busy this fall. Thanks for joining us. Good to meet you and good to talk to you.
Well, thanks for having me, Joel.
Yeah, bet. Ben Christian joining us here on Reality Radio. Get to our birthdays in just a moment. If you got one, 762-3221.
It's Big G from 98Q Country inviting you to join me live Saturday, October 4th in downtown Phillips for the Phillips Fall Harvest Festival. Enjoy over 50 arts and crafts vendors, great food, and kids' activities, including the Phillips Children's Museum. Catch live music from Reunited and Tom Burke, plus bake sales, pumpkin decorating, face painting, and local store specials. Spin our prize wheel for prizes including local certificates, Milwaukee Zoo, and Mall of America passes. Remember, Saturday, October 4th, Fall Festival in downtown Phillips.
Reliable, affordable energy is critical to progress and building resilient, connected, and prosperous communities. Enbridge's Line 5 is a vital link delivering raw materials that are processed into propane, fueling communities, industry, and businesses across Wisconsin. Energy that powers agricultural equipment and heats homes. To learn more, visit Enbridge.com/L5WIS. Tomorrow is on.
No matter where you are in life, we're here for you. Marshfield Clinic primary care teams offer the kind of care you need when and where you need it. Marshfield Clinic. Life is calling. Go with confidence.
All right, birthdays. I should have asked Ben more questions about climbing trees. That part of it is a gift too. So good to talk to Ben from Northwoods Tree Service here, Northwoods Specialty Services, right here in Park Falls. We got some birthdays on this first day of October. If you if you are celebrating a birthday or anniversary today. Here's some people that are sharing it with you. Brie Larson, she won a Best Actress Oscar in 2016 for Room and has many other credits. She's 36 today. Let's see, Zach Galifianakis. I can say this name if I don't look at it, but you look at Zach Galifianakis' name and you're like, what? Galifianakis. He's funny. He's an actor. He's was in the Hangover trilogies, Due Date, Up in the Air, and many others. Zach is 56 today. Mark McGuire, the home run guy. He hit 70 Bash Brothers, him and Jose Canseco. Of course, they're not in the Hall of Fame because it was a steroid era. And so they're not going to put him in the Hall of Fame yet. They will someday. But he was still pretty good. Whether he was juiced up or not, he was still a good baseball player. 62 for Mark McGuire today. Randy Quaid is 75. The actor, comedian, nominated for a Best Supporting Actor Oscar in 1974 for The Last Detail. And many other notables, too. Randy Quaid celebrating a 75th birthday today. Saturday Night Live, he's a member of that cast, of course. Rod Carew, the Minnesota Twins hitter, the greatest hitter to ever play the game. Just ask any Twins fan, they'll tell you that. Rod Carew, he was just a pure single hitter. Every once in a while, he'd line one over the fence, but not too often. Rod Carew still with us. He's 80 years old today. Richard Harris, the veteran Irish actor. Guns of Navarone, Mutiny on the Bounty. Oh, those are good movies. Richard Harris, born in 1930. He passed in 2002. George Peppard, the suave actor, was a star of film Breakfast at Tiffany's, The Carpetbaggers, TV's Banachek, The A-Team. George Peppard, born in 1928, passed in 1994. Mr. C from the old show Happy Days, Tom Bosley, born in 1927, passed in 2010. Jimmy Carter, president, of course, back in the late 70s, one-time governor of Georgia. He is 101, Jimmy Carter. William Rehnquist, he was Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, born in 1924, and passed back in 2005 for William Rehnquist. Walter Matthau, his grumpy old men. By the way, Jimmy Carter did recently decease. They did not update our list here, and I just want to mention that. He passed at 101 years old, so I just want to mention that. Thanks to our birthday service for updating that. Appreciate that. Walter Matthau, Mr. Grumpy Old Man himself, and many others, of course, but what he did with Jack Lemmon in those two movies is pretty incredible, 1920. And he passed back in 2000. And Bonnie Parker, the 4-foot-11-inch Texas bank robber Bonnie and Clyde, born in 1910, passed back in 1934.
Powered by friendship, fun, and manager Murph's Pocket Pancakes, the Milwaukee Brewers have a new franchise regular season record of 97 wins. Congratulations.
Unreal.
Now it's on to the postseason.
The summer of Sal, maybe the fall of Freeland.
Catch all the action on your station for the Brewers in October. 98.3 FM, 98Q Country, WCQM.
Let's take a moment here to head on down to Wheelway in Fifield and visit with Pete. Good day to Pete. How are we doing down there?
Hey, we're rocking and rolling, Joel. How about yourself?
We're doing good. You guys are doing some great work for some great local charities again this month, right, Pete?
Lord's Cupboard, Northwoods Living Hope, some great organizations that are serving this community in Price County. Make sure you check our Facebook page of listing all the items that these organizations need, and let's do a great job and support these guys this month.
And you have a wonderful array and a number of cars out there and trucks.
All I'll tell you what, a bunch of new inventory, newer pre-owned 2025s, 24s, low miles, come with a lifetime warranty on the engine, the transmission, the powertrain, as long as you own the vehicle. You're not going to find that anywhere else. We are a one-stop shop. We have over 30 banks in-house looking to earn your business, as well as no credit, bad credit, no problem. Call 762-2467. The number again is 762-2467. Do it the right way. Come to Wheelway. I'm telling you, folks, if you're looking to back these great organizations, Lord's Cupboard, Northwoods Living Hope, let's make sure we get them everything they need here this month.
It's 844 here, Reality Radio. We're going to talk Prentice Riblake Track with Coach, talk about their strong team this year in a little bit. Our monthly visit, though, with Catkins, and we've got Tanya with us from Catkins. How are we doing, Tanya?
I'm doing well. Good morning, Joel.
Good morning, and we have, exciting news. Anybody who's driven out on E recently will notice a little clearing in the lot there on the south end of south side of E, and the process has begun for the new facility, right?
It has. So we're in phase one now, which is so exciting. We actually got our picture with the builder the other day with the gold shovels. We're getting ready to do our press release, so we'll have a web page up showing all the details and pictures of everything that's happening, all the plans, our kennels and things like that, our kennel numbers. But for now, phase one is just basically making that driveway off of County Road E, and that's going to be where the new building is going to sit, right up on the hill there.
All right. And like we mentioned last time, you're still planning on utilizing the old facility for some exercising or other things. Is that right?
Yeah, that's really up in the air. And I think that's the number one question we get. But we definitely are going to continue to use that building. We need an extra exercise area in the winter. When it's 30 below, our dogs can only go for a walk for about a minute and they're lifting their feet and ready to go back in. So we have a heated facility that's going to be perfect to run the dogs and to have a nice extra space for them to get out of their kennel and the rescue.
Okay. For those who may be hearing it for the first time, Catkins has grown out of their current facility and just needs more space for the dogs and cats that they house and shelter before they go to their forever homes, and building a new facility. And the fundraising process is still ongoing.
It's ongoing. This is a 100%. All of our efforts are fundraising and donations. And we've been fundraising for about a year and a half. We didn't have everything started with the architect and the planning, but now we do. So it has officially begun. In spring of 2026, we will be breaking ground and the building will go up. And hopefully by this time next year, we'll be thinking about moving into it.
Yeah, so this the process is beginning, and then they'll actually start to see the building going up in the spring. Is that right?
That's right. Yep. And the great news is we'll continue to operate out of the building we're in now. So we don't have to move the animals out, which was the number one stressor for doing this process. We have so many animals. Right now we have 99 animals in our care, and by the end of the day that number will go up. And we have 10 dog kennels, and we have two buildings to house our cats.
Yeah.
So we're really excited to have a safer, more efficient space for the animals, for the community, for the staff, for the volunteers. And it's not going to be a huge building. We don't want to build something that we can't afford to keep open. So it's going to have 6 more dog kennels than we have now. It's going to have a nice cat adoption area and a lobby for the community. We're going to have classes. We're going to have our food pantry is going to be larger. It's just going to be more of a community center and a safer place all around.
All right, because you have, what's the cat number at right now there?
Our cat number is 74. And okay. Most of, I would say half of those cats are kittens. And then we have 25 dogs, and over half of those are puppies. So you can imagine our energy at Catkins right now. Our caretakers are very, very busy. There's a lot of messes to clean up. We have had to close a few days, and that's probably going to happen again in the future because we have a really small staff and myself, and that staff is not just there for open hours. They're there to clean, and the more animals we have, the longer that cleaning takes, and the animals always come first. So sometimes we do have to close last minute. I always feel really bad when we do that, but just know that if you're looking to adopt and we do have to close open hours a day or two, we do appointment only still on those days.
All right, and CatkinsAnimalRescue.org is a good website to get all the contact. contact info and how to get a hold of you guys and stuff
right? We have a volunteer named Evelyn who maintains that website, and she keeps it updated so nicely. And all of our information for surrendering, adopting, any news events, any fundraisers, and soon we're going to have a great page on there showing all of our progress with our new build. And also for the month of October, we're having half off all cat adoptions. So that's $50 to adopt a fully vetted kitten, or $37.50 for an adult cat. And we have lots and lots of cats waiting for a new home. So take advantage of that special.
Yeah, and with the current facility being so full, foster families are always something that you're looking for, right?
Yeah, and that's actually a goal of ours right now, is to build our foster team, because we need to get some of these animals out of the kennels because our waiting list is so long. So when you foster, you aren't just helping the animal you're fostering, you're helping to open a kennel so an animal that's waiting to come in can come in, get vetted, get rehabilitated, and then adopted. So you're helping two animals. And when our fosters come in, we like to work with them. We're there for them 24/7. We provide all of the supplies. You just provide the loving home.
Yeah, fantastic. Please stop putting pictures of little puppies at the Catkins Facebook page, because you're breaking my heart. There was a black lab, I think it was, that you put on a couple days ago. Black labs are so cute, because their heads are huge, but their bodies are small, and they're just the cutest little puppies you've ever seen. So just a warning, follow Catkins on Facebook, but there's a cuteness alert going on there, right?
Oh, yeah. We have the cutest, nicest puppies, I have to say, and we kind of have a puppy in every color and personality right now. And we had 19 puppies at the rescue. You know, we get them in, we get the surrenders in, and it takes a few days to finagle all the fosters. And so we had 19 puppies there, and it was just crazy town. Yeah. But we have a lot of puppies available right now. We have a lot of them that are currently pending for adoption, including the cutie that you saw the other day. Mm-hmm. But we do have more waiting to come in, so keep your eyes on our page if you're looking to adopt, because there's a puppy for everybody on there.
Yeah, and volunteers are always needed, right? Just as simple as a couple hours a week walking the dogs or taking them out, stuff like that, right?
Yeah, we have a cat volunteer team that's pretty full right now. They socialize the cats. We have some ladies who come in sometimes up to 4 to 5 hours a day, and they socialize the cats. At the end of the day, I think the cats are like, are you ever going to leave? But they do love it. And then as far as volunteers go, we really would love to find some new fundraising volunteers. We have a great little team of fundraising volunteers, but when you're doing a lot of fundraising, especially for this new build, it's hard to disperse all of the activities to just five people. So we have like five to seven people at any given time. So we would love some fresh ideas, some new volunteers for our team. We meet once a month, usually at the rescue, to discuss new fundraising ideas. Yeah. And so if you're interested in that, give us an email, because we'd love to have you.
Yeah, every little bit helps, from the basic bake sales and the small fundraisers to those of you who may be listening and maybe you're in a financial position in your life to give a larger amount and really make an impact on a community. Both of those ends are equally as important to making it work, right?
They really are. I mean, every aspect when you support Catkins matters. That can even include following us on social media and sharing our post. If you share your post, you're sharing with an entire audience of people that we may not have, and somebody may see that cat or dog and want to adopt them that's not from the area. And so that is supporting us. You don't have to always have a monetary donation or even have your time donated, but by liking and sharing our posts, that is really giving us that exposure we need.
Yeah. How much joy does the staff get when you show up one day to work and there's that large Amazon shipment of dog food that shows up at the front step? That seems to be a fairly common thing going on now.
It is, and actually it's kind of a quirky thing. I'm glad you brought it up, because a lot of times Amazon won't deliver out to Catkins because we're out in that rural setting, and so they deliver to my house, and my house is in town, and so I'll drive in from Catkins at the end of the day, and there'll be boxes all over my driveway, and I know none of them are for me. They're all for Catkins. kids. And it's super exciting. And we can't even express how thankful we are because our supporters, they are incredible. When we do a call out, we get so many donations and we couldn't do it without them.
Yeah. And a good place to follow you is on Facebook, right? That's the way you communicate quite a bit.
Yep.
They can go to catkinsanimalrescue.org for information too, but be sure to follow Catkins Animal Rescue on Facebook. If those of you who are new to the area are familiar, it's a no-kill facility here right in Price County. And you guys have your hands full because when you get these animals ready for adoption and all the spaying and neutering process, that's quite a process. They have to travel a little ways and come back, and it's very time-consuming, isn't it?
It is, and we have so many animals now, and we work with our local vet, and they're amazing, but they can only help so much, too, because they're so busy. So we do end up having to travel 2 hours in every direction to vet our animals. It's a full day for whoever takes them. And a lot of times, my dad actually does all the transporting, and he'll be gone 13 hours sometimes because they're spaying and neutering so many animals at once. So, yeah, it's a process, and from start to finish, the animal goes through a lot of hands, a big team to get them to be adoptable.
Yeah, catkinsanimalrescue.org is the website. And again, the ground has been cleared out there, but the building will go up, start to go up in the spring. But that doesn't mean that the donation part of it is over. It's kind of just begun. So we're hoping that people will step forward and support the shelter in whatever way you can, from a very simple volunteering a couple hours a week to a large donation, everything in between.
Absolutely. And if I could, real quick, we do actually have some events coming up in October that are supporting Catkins. Starting this Saturday, October 4th, the Flambeau Riders UTV Club are hosting their second annual Lena Palooza, and that begins at Northern Pines at 10:30 a.m. this Saturday. They're going to visit and support all kinds of businesses here in the Northwoods. They're also going to stop at Catkins and visit some cats and dogs, and they have raffles throughout the day, and the proceeds go to our animals. So that
Fantastic.
Is wonderful.
All right.
And then that same day, we're going to be at the Phillips Fall Harvest Festival. We'll have a booth there. And then October 18th, we are going to be at the Phillips Municipal Building for our 9th annual Paws for a Cause walk, which is honestly like one of my favorite fundraisers that we have every year. And basically, it's a 2-mile non-competitive walk. You can bring your friendly dog with. Most people do. We will have all kinds of things in the municipal building. We're going to have a grilled lunch. We have all kinds of raffles, good raffle prizes. We're going to have a photo booth up this year. We're going to have a lady face painting paws on your face. And it's a $25 registration fee. And you can register now or the day of at 9 o'clock. Registration begins, and the walk begins at 10 o'clock, rain or shine. We always have fun, and we hope you join us this year.
All right.
And then one final event on October 25th is the Fright Fest here in Park Falls. It's trunk or treat, and we're going to be down there with the van and visit with some kiddos and have some treats for them. And then the Flamborama Pageant Girls are hosting a Halloween pooch pageant for Catkins.
I saw that, yeah.
Yeah, it's at 3 p.m. in the Old Abe Park, and basically you can register now and then get a costume for your pooch and see if you can win a prize for the best dressed pooch. So definitely join in on that fun too.
All right. Catkins Animal Rescue on Facebook is a great place to follow all the activities that are going on. CatkinsAnimalRescue.org. Exciting time to be at Catkins with the new facility pending. Within less than a year from now, you'll probably be in there. So it's very exciting.
Yeah, I hope in a year from now, we're in here talking about the new building.
Yeah, fantastic. Yep. All right, Tanya, thank you for taking time to update us. Always appreciate you coming in.
All right. Thank you so much, Joel.
Tanya with Catkins Animal Rescue here on Reality Radio.
98Q Country.
Serving my country required sacrifice. Sacrifice that changed my life forever. I remember the day I came home. Because of my injuries, this house wasn't right for me anymore. I remember the narrow doorways, the small bathrooms, the shelves out of reach when in my wheelchair. Every day was full of obstacles. I felt trapped. I remember a better day. The day my family received a specially adapted custom home from Homes for Our Troops. That day changed everything. Now we have a safe and accessible home to enjoy the freedom I fought for. This place, our home, is exactly what we needed to rebuild our lives.
Homes for Our Troops builds and donates specially adapted custom homes nationwide for severely injured post-9/11 veterans and enables them to rebuild their lives. Join our mission at hfotusa.org.
8:58, we'll get to our chat with Prentice Rib Lake Cross Country in just a little bit. They're having themselves quite a year again. But we got Rick Morgan back with us. Rick, you're becoming a regular here. Good to see you again.
It is. It's wonderful to be here. Thanks.
Yeah. We wanted to have you in to talk a little bit about Alpha, which is an upcoming series. You kind of give us the basic, the outline definition of what this is, what Alpha is, and what the series is all about.
Absolutely. Thank you. So I'll read right from our card that we were handing out from our mission apostolate that we just had this past weekend. The Alpha is a series exploring the basics of Christian faith, typically run over 11 weeks. Each session looks at different questions around faith, and the talks are designed to create conversations in small groups afterwards. So it begins at 4 p.m., this Sunday, October 5th, at the Padua Center. And it will begin at 4 with a small meal. And then there is a short video series that we'll be all watching together. And then around small group tables, discussion to follow. So in total, it's just an hour and a half. And we would be very pleased for community members to join us on Sunday the 5th at 4 p.m.
All right. And then and it's ongoing. There's several after that too, right?
There are. You know, so the second one is the only other that we've hard scheduled already. We wanted the group who attends the first to give us some feedback in regard to availability, time, day of the week, what's going to work best for the people that are interested. But the next is later in the month of October, I believe it's the 26th. That last Sunday, 4 p.m. again. But those are the only two out of the 11 weeks that we're going to be, that are already scheduled.
All right. Sometimes when it comes to faith and discussions like this, sometimes the only discussions we have are maybe with immediate family or inside our own brain. Right. So it's good to have a public discussion about this. I think that's healthy, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. The whole focus, Joel, of doing the Alpha for our community is that. So that people can come in an environment where it can be comfortable with friends, family. If they have questions about their own faith, if they have information and ideas to share, we want everyone to feel good about coming to an event like this, so that they can grow